Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for bringing us to the place that we are right now, and once again, we acknowledge that we don't exactly know precisely where we are, but we see the things that are happening. The fig tree generation is clearly on in our rearview mirror at this point. We see literally all the beginnings of the events in Revelation 6 seals. The only one that we haven't seen kick off yet and aren't expecting to see kick off, maybe never seeing it kick off, will be the great earthquake for Revelation chapter 6 and the day of the Lord. But nevertheless, Father, we thank you so much for bringing us to the place we are right now. We may not know exactly where we are, but we do know we're drawing in incredibly close to something really, really, really big happening. The title of this program, Father, as you already know, is Generals Fired, Fake Pilot Rescues, Germany Joins Ukraine. There's a World War III action right there. United Kingdom is working in tandem with the United States of Babylon the Great to perform, additional attacks and do what they got to do about, the Strait of Hormuz. There's limitations that are associated. Several of the European countries are not allowing any travel or traversal of their airspace for the purpose of this Iran conflict. It's a war. They're trying to play the whole police action game with Vietnam kind of thing. But Father, we just want to thank you for giving us the strength to be able to deal with this, because we not only have to have the patience of Job, but we also have to fight off normal human depression. I'm certain that the very few of us who know what's going on right now, the absolute travesty, the horrific dynamic associated with the vast majority of the evangelical church worshiping the Star of Remphan, having no idea who they're currently voting for and praying over are the Synagogue of Satan. And acknowledging and thinking it's A-okay for those who are part of the inside club blessing this draconian entity from the bowels of the bottom of Dante's inferno. They don't even know what they're doing. They have no idea. And the lip service that all of us are enduring has got us to a point right now where we really don't want to talk about it. We don't want to be around any of these people. And if we are, let's pray in Jesus' name that we don't throw our pearls before swine, and we just hold it quiet because we don't want to be, in violation of Proverbs 6:16. These the six things, yea, the seventh one is an abomination unto God, and that is, causing division amongst the brethren. So, Father, let's steer us away from that. As you say, lead us not into temptation. The better understanding of that part of the prayer is, lead us away from any place that we might endure temptation that is beyond what we can handle. That's what that really means. Because you don't tempt anyone, Father. So the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, that is a mistranslation. And it should say, please, Father, lead us away from any place that could lead us into temptation. Because you love us. And you said you're going to give us a fish, not a rock. And we're counting on those fish. Even though we're living in a time unlike any other. The time of those who love themselves, lovers of themselves, 2 Timothy 3:1. Having itching ears and not wanting to hear sound doctrine. Nothing to have to do with the devil. Nothing to have to do with there being more to being in love with you. That there's more required of us. Especially when, even though we're getting older, even though our bodies are hurting so much more, I know this, I feel guilt from it, I'm trying to work out and get things in order. You know this, Father, I'm praying over these things. But all of us, we got to look at ourselves. Just because we've been at this for 15 years, 20, in some cases, maybe more. I could argue going all the way back to 1988. Father, we need your help. We need your strength. We need some sort of an anointing of, I don't know what the right word is, motivational anointing, one that takes away all of the depression, all of the frustrations associated with knowing what we know and not being able to speak to anybody, wishing many days that we had taken the blue pill, not the red, not the whole bottle of red, maybe just a few. Oh, Father, please help us to get through these things. And while we also ask you, in Jesus' name, please. In accordance with Matthew 18:19, where it says, where two or more are gathered on this earth concerning anything of which they ask, it shall be given them. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we also take a moment just to apologize to you, to those. It breaks my heart. I know people like to get it all kind of pumped up and go to church 2 times a year and say, "He is risen. He is risen indeed." When many of those people oftentimes don't go another time, not even once, other than maybe then and at Christmas, then that makes me feel sad, particularly when we understand intimately the suffering that you went through for us. Father, we pray that you scare the people on this earth so bad that you awaken the 65 million evangelical lost Christians in the United States of Babylon the Great and other parts of the world. Make an event happen. Wake them up in Jesus' name. Because, Father, you know as well as I do, more than anything, that those who have immersed themselves in the lies of the Seven Mountains Mandate folks, almost all of which have been taken to the fake heaven created by Satan, who say things that are absolutely impossible and no way shall happen, because they won't. It defies, it goes against your word. And Jesus, you are the word. And it can't go against you. And in accordance with that scripture, Lord, we lift up to you Luke 21:36. Like I said, that fig tree, it's in our rearview mirrors. All the seals are going to come together at one time. Every single one of them is queued up. Absolutely queued up. And ready to just topple over like a house of soggy graham crackers. It's right on the edge. Even the disclosure stuff. Even the signs and the sun and the moon and the star seas roaring. All the stuff associated with the approach of Planet X, which is the sign of the Son of Man in Matthew 24:29. It's all happening right now. It's all happening right before our eyes. How sorry I am for those who cannot see and wouldn't want to see, even if you held it right out to them. Even if you pointed right to the scriptures in the Bible, they wouldn't be able to see. And it makes us sad. But there's nothing we can do about it except the most powerful thing in the entire world, where you said in Isaiah 43:25, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Keep me in remembrance and let us contend together. Father, here we are. We're contending. We ask you to accelerate these things. Unfortunately, like Daniel in Daniel 9:19, we can't say it's for your own sake. It would have to be an act of mercy, but one that takes into consideration your will, which is you would want none to perish. But everything's lined up, and in that we take glory, and in that we take joy, and in that it keeps us going. It keeps us motivated, and we praise your holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare Job 33, 14, and 15 on behalf of all of the people that are about to die. This is going to be a lot. Father, we don't know what that mass casualty event was that Elon Musk's daughter was openly mentioning on social media. What is it? Is it a giant false flag? Father, we give you all the praise and glory, for at midnight we shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. Praise you, Jesus. Psalm 119, 164. 7 times a day we will praise you because of your righteous judgments. Psalm 119, 62. I just quoted it. Psalm 116, 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Thank you, Father, for helping us to understand these things and keeping us on the edge of our seat. But also, Father, please, temper our tongues. Let us say, praise the Lord, and not die, die, die. Allow not our human side to show, Father. Let us be humble, in tears, with a contrite spirit, understanding that some of the most incredible Christian churches, Christian history, Christians in the entire world live in Iran, one of the largest Jewish, true Jews, Semites, are living in Iran. And the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Christian churches that have already been destroyed all across Syria. Father, please count us worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, Jesus, the Son of Man. All right, praise God. Had a little bit of a interruption, but that's to be expected. Praise God. As I had mentioned on a prior show, or a prior show, or a prior show before the prior show, I am now in full double thrust warp speed at my job. I have until the 22nd to complete a massive set of documents. One of them is over 114 pages, and the other one's another 60. And anyway, I don't know. You know, I just never know. That's why I have a sticker on my laptop. It says, "It always seems impossible until it's done." Praise God. So we got a situation right now. You know, I kept on all throughout last week, even though I had warned everybody or gave you heads up regarding, the turbochargers, the thrusters, the, I don't know what you want to call it, warp speed that I was going to have to go into with my, job. And of course, I'm going to have the hiccups because that's what the devil always makes me go through. Maybe the Lord just permits it. Who knows? To see if I trip over my own feet, which I do all the time. So praise God. Thank God for his mercy. But anyway, so things have been really, really crazy. It's not just me, but a whole bunch of, a good handful of us behind the scenes of this program have been, I don't know if we want to use the word I'm going to say desperately. We've been desperately trying to find things that we could latch on to. The one thing that we all agree on is that, and some more so than others, is that you can't trust anything that you're seeing out there right now. Now, I have a little bit of a different position on that. I still feel pretty strongly that there are a, I'm not going to say it's a large number of items, but I will say that I think there's about 5 to 8% of the posts that are making it onto social media right now that I feel confident are believable. All right. Now, does that matter that both sides during a war do not lie? No, that would absolutely be ridiculous. Both sides absolutely do lie. When it's a matter of national security, whether you're part of the IRGC or whether you're part of whatever it is Babylon the Great wants to call itself right now, I got some names I can think of. It's war. Okay. You know that old saying, it's all, you know, all's fair in love and war and all that kind of awareness. All right. So, and there are people that will go back and they'll mention things going back, you know, 50, 60, 70 years. What the problem is, what they really don't know is their history. If they really understood their history, the techniques of lying, propaganda, those kinds of things have been in use heavily since before there was a United States of lying Babylon the Great, long before. Okay, so ever since there were reptilian rulers and Satanists in this world, believe you me, the whole concept of deception, lies, propaganda, all that kind of stuff, it's been in full blast, absolutely full blast, going back as far as time was, you know, as far as people had a quill pen or whatever and were able to, you know, write it into a book. And by that, and usually if they did, it got changed. Okay, it's like I think Elon Musk said something along the lines of, you know, if you want to control the outcome of history, you need to have edit privileges on Wikipedia. Anyway, so a lot of weird things have been going on right now, so I'm just going to go ahead, play the news stinger, and we're going to just kind of jump around and talk about them, because have you ever taken a Super Ball? Remember those, the Super Balls from back in like the 70s? Into a relatively small room, especially like a little basement that has concrete walls, and just whip it as hard as you can at one of the walls and just watch it go ping pong ping ping pong pong ping pong ping ping pong pong ding. You know what I'm saying? Of course, if you have a dog or something, it's going totally crazy and rolling over on its back and but anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that's basically what we've been dealing with. It's a constant rebuttal of truth. It's a constant lie. It's never ending, folks. It's just never ending. And to submerge yourself in that, to analogize submerging yourself in that many lies constantly with walking through a cesspool in just your socks is a pretty good analogy. It's sickening. And so people take it, they take time off. You know, they say, hey, it's an Easter weekend. I got a long weekend from work. I'm just going to take some time. Now, that wasn't the case with me. I was going to do a show on Sunday, but then it occurred to me, oh no, from the second that I woke up, it was like, you know, he is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen in every single person. Now, there were some very good Christians that did that. They were into the whole exchange of he is risen indeed. And that's cool. I'm not against it. It just brings to my memory tears. It makes me cry because I know so many people who never even acknowledge Jesus in a single prayer except on Easter and Christmas. And if I was him, it wouldn't be an event that made me happy. Never mind that they're sending back and forth pictures of Easter bunnies and they don't realize the connection to Ishtar and, you know, and all this, you know, fertility stuff. Well, and then, of course, that links back to the alien-human hybrids and all the other creepy, weird stuff. And they mingle themselves with the seed of man. So, I mean, really, when you understand where, you know, what happened, what came first? Of course, Jesus rising out of the grave came first. No doubt about it. But one thing that you can say is that the devil has no, he doesn't have any original ideas. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Because all this stuff was already planned, molded, shaped, figured out, the whole deal. All the way back before the Luciferian Rebellion. Okay? Now, what that means is, now, does that mean that the devil doesn't take things that otherwise would be purely holy and twist them so that they are disgusting. And of course he does. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And I could go on, oh gosh, I could pull out books about the locust creatures and they're a creation of the convoluted, you know, and all this other thing, and they fly in ziths through the universe, and all these conversations that I've had on many, many shows in the past. I'm not going to get into that right now. I certainly do wish that I had more time, but there was just no way. I was not going to do a show. While I'm getting bombarded by, he is risen indeed. And I'm talking about, I couldn't go, literally, I could not make 30 minutes without somebody else I hadn't heard from in over a year popping up and sending me stuff. Now, again, a lot of these people are fantastic Christians. So it's not limited to only those who remember Jesus once a year, okay? That's fine. And I don't know, people love doing that. They just love high-fiving and running around. He is risen indeed and everything. And I'm like, you know, it makes me, like I said, it makes me sad. Because if you know what, if you're a personal friend of Jesus, yeah, there's a connection there, right? There ought to be. And that's where it gets a little bit hard to swallow sometimes. There's a lot of connections. The Passover Supper, Jesus going through the horrible whippings that he took. I mean, the horrible things that happened to him. Barabbas, all that. So, yes, it is wonderful that he rose, and we knew that he would. Well, of course we did, because we're part of the fig tree generation. But yeah, it makes me sad. And I thought to myself, the last thing I'm going to do is go on a podcast and play like Nibiru, Planet X, the end of the world, nuclear war, Trump is a drunk Draco, drinking Drano or whatever. You know, I wasn't going to do that. And then I just sat there and I thought to myself, oh, well, I'm going to have to push myself on Monday and find the time to do a catch-up show. Catch up. Not catch up like, you know, kids, stop laughing and put the french fries down for crying out loud. I can't catch a break with these kids. Anyways, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and do this stinger intro, and then we'll just, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. I'm just going to try to talk my way through it. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. Wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and jump into it right now and see what happens. So I'm looking at a full screen full of headlines. But what's really sad about it is it's not a full screen. What it is, it's the ping-ponging effect of the Super Bowl. 1 second, Draco T says something. Next second, I mean literally within minutes, he comes back out and says something else. Another second, says something. Another says something else. Firespan Bomdy puts another person worse in the position. Way worse. Okay, Hegseth tries to cover up. You know, that right now they're saying over 750 troops were killed. But, of course, Hegseth's covering that. They're all fighting for their jobs, the ones that still have them. I have the testimony of one senator who said that Donald Trump threatened to kill him. I mean, overtly, on the phone. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to murder you. So we've got things that are going on that are, but if, of course, you know, the 65 million MAGA people would never believe any of that. Oh, he could never do that. He was chosen by Jesus. You know, isn't it just amazing to you how that can be? How can that be? But it is. I was told by the Lord not to impeach any of my fellow and brothers and sisters, no matter how bad their offense was. But folks, if I told you half of what I know about the people that are being photographed in the White House with this reptilian, after you got done with the bucket. Anyway. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that somehow you wake them up before hellfire. Please, In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so tonight is a big night as far as all this Iran war stuff is concerned. For anybody who has any doubt about what they've been hearing from mainstream media news, and of course they're pitting, like they always do, they're pitting Fox News against CNN, against MSNBC, against this, against CBS. They're doing that on purpose to create mass confusion, like they always do. Okay? But you're never going to get the whole truth from them. You're only going to get bits and pieces that were pre-approved, that are part of the script on the off-Broadway show that we're watching right now. That has an impossible plot untwisting. It can't possibly be, because nobody could be that insane to say so many different things in 15 minutes of time. But they are. And then so many people. I could rattle off names, folks. Boy, could I rattle off names. Some of them I just decided to block. Okay, so on my finely tuned Twitter feed, I said, I've had enough of this guy, had enough of this guy, had enough of this guy. If I hear one more person making up an excuse for Donald Trump. Anyway, it's part of what you got to deal with. Dracos are like that. I don't understand why, and I've met so many of them in person, had dinner with them, broke bread with them, went to Outback Steakhouse, had open live conversations. One guy who was an elder of a church that I was going to that claimed to be spirit-filled, but you never heard anybody speaking in tongues. Or if you did, it was like it was almost like they wanted to throw you out. It was weird. Just weird. Oh, we're spirit-filled, non-denominational, but you don't be doing any of that weird tongue speaking around here. It's going to scare people. They might not want to come back. Isn't a cessationist? Isn't a cessationist blaspheming the Holy Spirit? I sure hope not. There's a lot of people that don't get it. It's pride that keeps them from getting it. See, everybody thinks that you just lay hands on somebody and they just receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's not how it works. Smith Wigglesworth had some cases where he had spent all night long, I've read all of his books, all night long with a fellow believer, laying hands on an individual who wanted to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Which, by the way, you don't have to receive the Spirit, you know, the giving of tongues. It says so in the Bible. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, gives to them as, I forget what the exact terminology is, but as they need them, as he sees fit. Just read it very carefully and pay attention to the words like nobody else does. But that is the one that's the most common, which is why the Pentecostals hold it up and say, well, if you don't receive the gift of speaking in tongues, then you obviously didn't receive the gift of, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're wrong. They're wrong. A lot of people have the gift of speaking in tongues. It's just they haven't been able. What they have is a spirit of doubt. Spirit of doubt. They question things. Well, you know, I just can't believe I could have that because I heard from some preacher man. I'm like, oh, God, Lord, I just... Spleen, please! Yeah, just give me the spleen. I don't need the shrimp fork. What do you think, kids? I don't know. Just give me the spleen. I'll enjoy it with some fava beans. I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. But anyway, so anyway, the situation is absolutely the craziest I've ever seen in my life. Okay? And knowing the stuff that I know about what I know about, which is a lot of stuff, especially about aliens and otherworldly beings and trillions of galaxies and portals in the Orion Nebula that lead to the eternal realm of the Creator, our Father. That's why it says, can you bind the belts of Orion or something along that lines. That's a direct reference to God daring you and saying you can't get past the bands of Orion. Can't. I blocked it off. That's how you get into the eternal realm of where I am. Are we in a black hole like the scientists think we are? Boy, that'd be ingenious, wouldn't it? Wow. Praise God. That would be absolutely mind-blowingly ingenious. Oh, God, it's so amazing, and we just smash them into a tiny little thimble. Oh, there can't be anything more than just us here on planet Earth. That would scare me. I'd have trouble, figuring that one out. I don't see no aliens in the Bible. Don't even see the word greys or scout ships or motherships or nothing. Anyway. Good times, right? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about some of these things. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Father. Okay, so since some of the information does indeed leak out through mainstream media, although it's under exceedingly controlled circumstances, let me clarify a couple of things. Number one, I could sit here and I could read stuff to you like I usually do. I'm just going to go right in and do a dialogue and tell you what's going on. All right, first and foremost, there has been no decrease, no ramping down, no hesitation whatsoever on the IRGC side, on Iran's. They have been point blank and very overt in your face telling the world that there's no way they're going to, no matter what, there is no way they're going to open up the Strait of Hormuz. In fact, I haven't been able to confirm if this is true or not, but I saw one report that stated that the IRGC came forward and they said, we're not going to even consider any kind of a truce unless Donald Trump steps down and gets the heck out of office. Because they know he's insane. They know the man is absolutely Article 25 nuts. And why he's still alive, given all the medical things, given all the prognoses that people have given, his face drooping, the never-ending gray spot on his hands, the claims that he was in Walter Reed Hospital and the ward was completely surrounded by all kinds of emergency vehicles, police and Secret Service men. Did that really happen? Are we just imagining things? Are people hoping for things? It's hard not to. But we have to remind ourselves that we are not from here and we are not staying here. Colossians 3:3, give or take a couple of verses, read the whole thing. It says, keep your mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. To be holy is to be separate. And that means your emotions too. Sorry. It's fine to cry for people who are suffering. And that's a good thing. Having those emotions is a blessing. A powerful blessing, because it's highly motivational and it causes you to get on your knees and pray, to use the name of Jesus with the power that it gives you. Daniel 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions like Draco T. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So anyway, it's right back to the same modus operandi. Modus operandi means Draco T is doing exactly the same thing he has done every single time that there was supposedly a negotiation for Gaza, supposedly one for Hezbollah in Lebanon or whatever the case is. Any place in the time, any time he's ever opened his lying... I gotta control what I'm saying because there's things I want to say so bad. But anyway, the lying is incessant. I have never, I think you would have to go back and rewatch the original William Peter Blatty Exorcist I'm dropping her name, but that is going back pretty far in time. And with her head spinning around and everything, you would have to go back to that level of possession to see, even though it was TV driven, well, William Peter Blatty, he's the guy who wrote the book that it was based upon. But that's the level of lying you're talking about. It's incessant. And according to some of the reports that are coming from highly reliable sources, Draco T has stolen over $3.2 billion from the American public and tucked it away in a Qatar bank. Yep. And what's up with this thing that's being referenced as his son being 7 foot tall? Sounds like a Nephilim to me. Sorry. But I got a very low level of tolerance for creatures that don't belong on this earth, especially when they're after us. So anyway, we have to put on our Colossians 3 chill. Don't take things personally. Always be monitoring your heart. And just ask, say, Holy Spirit, just wash over me. Just wash over me. Let this not have any effect on me. Praise you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, so it turns out that the, because I listened to several hours, I would say, when I say several, three maybe hours of a Scott Ritter commentary, another commentary, there was a couple of them, by highly qualified people. But here's what they're doing. Here's what the evil ones are doing. They're using artificial intelligence, and they're taking well-known personalities of highly credible individuals, okay? And they're using AI, and they're making them say things that are flat-out lies, which, by the way, I'm sure extremely upsets the people whom they're imitating, okay? But I listened to two, like I said, several hours of, they were doing an analysis. It was a group-based expert analysis on what happened with the pilots. Supposedly, a jet, an F-15E, whatever that means, a fighter pilot, ran into some trouble, we'll just say. He ejected, so they say, hit the ground, and then turned on his transponder. They have an encrypted transponder that shifts frequencies. It's very hard to track. And then hightailed it for the mountainside. And then they sent in a couple of C-130s, a couple of Black Hawk helicopters, a couple of these little bitty mini things that don't do much except drop off a couple of commandos, and just a handful of stuff. Okay? And then came out this series of, oh, we're so wonderful. Oh, boy, are we wonderful. We'll leave no man behind. And I'm watching everybody out there just chiming in about how awesome. All right. Oh, boy, where am I? So with the economy tanking like it is right now, I can tell that my company is, they're hiring people. That's the interesting thing. But it's in specializations. And I can tell that it's impacting my team because I see my bosses going after stuff that they don't normally go after as much. But that's okay. I'm not worrying about it. That's in Jesus's hands. It's in our Heavenly Father's hands. Praise God. All right, well, where was I? Okay, so anyway, bottom line, that's not what happened. This whole thing about no man left behind, all of that, it was tripe. They made it all up. They even went as far as to say, do you want it, you know, people probably want to see him in the hospital and all this other stuff, and he's really badly injured, and, you know, they implied he was on the edge of death and all this other stuff. No, folks.
John, here's your reminder.
It was a total cover-up. Because it never happened. In fact, after much evaluation, and I apologize because my computer is telling me I need to get up from the radio show and go work out because I have to start working out in the evening. If I don't, I'm going to die. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just saying, so it's forgive me for the interruption of, hey, John, go work out kind of thing. And of course, I'm keeping my eyes on my work computer because my boss might jump back out. And, you know, when he gets like this, I can get, he'll call me at 10 o'clock at night, 10:30. I'll be like, well, anyway. All right. So I evaluated a very significant number of different communications. And it appears that the IRGC is not lying. Not only that, but they have the credentials of an IAF, Israeli Air Force, female officer, and her bound up with a hood over her head. So they got all those photographs. And according to them, which, you know, sad to say, but I feel they are far, 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 far more credible than Draco T and his company of compulsive liars from hell. It's a sad situation. And it's embarrassing to be associated with this country. You might say, like, just leave then. Happily. happily just tell me which direction, point me in the right way, but I got to get my passport figured out. Oh, situation. What a mess. Okay, so it turns out that we, the United States of Babylon the Great, under the direction of Draco T, performed what's known as a Hannibal directive against our own people. Yep, we blew them the heck. We blew up all the equipment. We blew up the C-130s. We blew up the helicopters. And we blew their bodies completely to bits. Yep. And that is confirmed by people who are experts, ex-CIA personnel and people who are experts in military conflict situations. Okay. So when you look at the composite number of reports, let's say it's about eight reports and 2 2-hour presentations and people discussing the various things that have historically happened versus what is likely to have happened versus, you know, and all this other stuff. It's very sad to come to the conclusion. Hey, one of the experts on one of the hour-long discussions about how proud he was that the United States, no man left behind, how proud he was. You know, I think right now he's probably eating more crow than I could even stuff in my mouth on a good day, right, you guys? Either that or he's in state of denial, which is what a lot of people do. Hannibal directive. That is what I think, and that is the story I'm sticking to. We blow up our own people. Now, does that surprise me? No, it doesn't. Who's in control? You ought to know by now. All right? It's the Khazarian Mafia, the Synagogue of Satan, of whom which Draco T is a major follower contributor. Hold on a sec. So anyway, I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to finish this. That's how bad my job is right now. I mean, literally, they'd have me working until 2 o'clock in the morning every day. If I, you know, it's just how it is. All right, so let me see if I can find my way back to where I was. So we blew up our stuff, like the Hannibal directive. All right, which is not the Samson option, which is, you know, blow everything up with nuclear weapons. Now, what was said recently is there's another, it's the same routine where Draco T is going and saying, telling everybody so the stock market bounces up and he can make his little Nephilim son, I think he's a Nephilim, but, you know, if I'm not father, whatever, forgive me for calling names, but it's just you get over it after a while. But anyway, so much evil surrounding us. But anyway, these things are, everybody's confused. I'm just going to let you sit on that one. Try to hatch that egg. Everybody's confused. More than, I believe, was it 50 generals were fired? And a senator said, "Hey, Seth, you don't belong in that job. You need to step down right away." Because he couldn't give an explanation for why one of them got fired. Couldn't do it. It was just like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, that whole thing. I couldn't even listen to it. Also, I think it's important to take note that the Chechen fighters, those are Islamic fighters that worked on behalf of the Russian denazification activity in the Donbass, okay, they are the best in the world at close quarters battle. Okay, so the Russian Federation used the Chechens to go in and clear out Mariupol and places like that where they were doing very close, shoulder to shoulder. You know, they had to clear out individual houses, individual rooms, and that kind of stuff. And that's what they're extremely good at. Well, they're right now chomping at the bit because they want to head over to Iran and help them. Okay. Now, supposedly the deadline to this terrible event that's supposed to be happening, what is tonight? Okay, so it's the 7th. It's going to happen sometime tomorrow. Now, it's constantly being moved around because what I have now, just so you know, is I have evidence, a lot of it's video, okay? That's the way it is. And, you know, you got to take the person's word for it. Could it be AI? Could it be a lie? Yes, it could. Yes, it could. But we're surrounded by so many lies right now. All we're doing right now is we're trying to filter out the most likely scenarios. But we can't fill our amount with great certainty. And the truth of the matter is, before all this weirdness started happening, we couldn't do it back then either. Okay, only it was a lot more certain because we had a lot more videos that were confirming things. I saw a video this morning that was, and the claim behind the video was that these were early morning United States troops that were heading across from a base in Iraq, essentially into Iran. So the ground invasion is on. There's a lot of talk about what's going on with that. It's just absolutely out of control. And it's all part of that same deception, because Trump's going to tell everybody, well, we're going to put it off for a while. We're trying to reach an agreement. I'm having a conversation with Frank Finkelberry and blah, 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 which is always a lie. And then and in the meantime, you know, you got IRGC senior commanders coming out, foreign ministers, saying, well, we're not going to end this conflict. We're not going to open up the Strait of Hormuz until Trump steps down and he's no longer the president of the United States, which, of course, they have every, you know. Now, anyway, so I'm not even going to get into all that kind of stuff because it's never ending. It's a rabbit hole that goes so far into China that you're like hanging out with Xi Jinping. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next up. All right. So let's see what we got here. 46 seconds. Boy, I don't feel up to doing 2 hours, but oh well. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see here. Okay. So how did the IRGC answer? Because Trump's threat, which he's going to carry out because he's just that kind of a psycho Draco, is that that the United States of Babylon the Great is going to blow up water reclamation plants, desalination facilities, control grids, bridges, stuff that they need to survive, basic human survival infrastructure. Okay, now that is an admitted war crime, but do you think somebody who was involved as intimately as he was, don't forget for a minute what was being brought, do you remember the videos? You know, I got them posted on TribulationNow.com with Trump and this big gold statue and him and Netanyahu hanging out and slurping umbrella drinks. You think that stuff is fake? It's not. And so we cannot forget about these things. If you want to have people forgetting about these things, what you want to do is you want to leave that to the evangelical Christian groups because they're already forgot it. You can't even get a word out of your mouth sideways before they've already discredited you. All right. So just save it for them. We're the other Christians. We're the ones who look at Revelation 3:10 about the Church of Philadelphia and getting rescued off this alien demon-infested rock, okay, right beside a scriptural phrase about the synagogue of Satan. Why is it located right there? Why is it so close to the Church of Philadelphia? Think about it. What's in your rearview mirror? Amen. Okay. So anyway, so you've got that dynamic in play. You've got Senator Mark Kelly coming out and in front of everybody, in front of everybody. He's literally standing in public news. I mean, microphones hanging over him and everything. And he says, you know, that Trump said he was going to kill him. And this guy was already fired here. I'll play this for you. I know it's hard to believe, but that's okay. I don't care. I don't care. Because at this point, if you don't believe something, then you're really hurting yourself.
For most of Donald Trump's career, bullying people has worked out for him, but not now, because I won't let it happen. The American people won't let it happen. President Trump is trying to silence me, threatening to kill me for saying what is true. And he sent his Secretary of Defense after me. And it's not going to work. President Trump has crossed the line. And this time, it's not going to work. I will not be intimidated by this president. I am not going to be silenced.
All right, so praise God. And yes, of course, it's after 5, so my phone's going to be ringing off the hook. It's because people are excited, man. People are freaking out. And I'm sure many of them, whom I know and pray for every single day, look at that. You see how that goes? They won't stop. They won't stop. I knew when the end times got so deep to the rapture, where we were literally able to like feel the Holy Spirit wind around us, I knew when that happened. My life would be turned absolutely upside down. I would get no sleep. Everything would have to go on mute, and it's just the way it would be. And I would be at an incredibly humongous risk over losing my job just to try to squeeze in a one-hour show. It's just how it goes. You can't stop it. People flip out. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I'm going to play this for you. This is former CIA officer Larry Johnson. Now, he went side by side with Scott Ritter, and they had a little bit of a disagreement. They were on. No, they agreed for the most part. OK, they really did for the most part. But Scott Ritter was really on the side of no one left behind because, you know, he's a rah-rah, that kind of thing. This guy's ex-CIA, and he's like very much different than Scott Ritter in that regard. Let's listen to what he had to say. Because these things all confirm what I'm trying to tell you. Here we go.
The story we've been given, it's a lie on several fronts. What that F-15 was doing up in that area, what was its mission? I think it was involved in preparation for a ground attack on the Natanz nuclear reactor. When the plane went down, the number of assets that one of the pilots was picked up immediately, but the other one, they couldn't find him. There's now information online, which I've been assured is accurate, that this pilot he apparently hit the ground 5 miles north and west of the point where he was rescued, and he basically did escape and evasion to get to the top of that mountain to be X-Field. Now here's where it really gets strange and doesn't, the explanations don't make sense. At that site, there were two C-130 aircraft. Those are fixed-wing aircraft with four propellers.
Okay, see, here's where little by little, he's coming to the conclusion that something different happened, that nobody was rescued, and everything was destroyed by Babylon the Great. It's the Hannibal directive. He's coming to that conclusion little by little. Now, he doesn't want to admit it, but that's what he's doing.
The Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, they have a...
And then he stops in the middle, and who knows what he says after that, because it cuts off. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, we're just going to keep on plowing through this. We still got 8 minutes left, and I don't know how much this is going to remain interesting. But anyway, the rest, I would say the next 30 messages in my queue are, it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. Now, the one thing that was captured directly by the IGRC as what meant exactly what it was. Okay, so there was this quote. Oh, dag nabbit. Okay, well, okay, let's see here. Bombed own soldiers. Yeah, just in. Iran says America bombed their own soldiers. I believe them. Okay, let's see. 300 generals. Okay, it was 300 generals. And also military leaders have stepped down due to, well, they're illegal. It's war crimes. They have a duty. It's supposed to protect the United States, the people of the United States. That's none of that going on. None of that is going on. Okay, so there's a lot of people saying, oh, he's, you know, Trump, you know, DJT is whatever, facing a military coup and yada, yada, yada. And no, absolutely not. People are horrified. They're horrified by him. They are literally horrified, shaking, horrified to lose their lives. Why do you think, you know, somebody like Dan Bongino, who's obviously making himself look to be like a horse's patootie, he goes in, he's saying one thing on his show, on his podcast, then he goes in, works for Trump, and he immediately changes his tune, lying to the entire public. Then he quits again, goes back out and tries to podcast, and now he's trying to defend what he was saying. Why? Because he wants to live. There's a gun upside of his head. It's absolutely unbelievable. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let me see here. Oh, I need to tell you this. This is important. All right. So what happened when Draco T said that he was going to bomb you know, war crimes. I'm going to bomb all your desalination plants. I'm going to bomb your infrastructure. I'm going to take out your power. I'm going to do all these horrible things. You're not going to survive it. I'm going to bomb you back to the Stone Ages. You know what their response was? If you do that, there will be no more Middle East. Iran's response was, there will be no more Middle East. They essentially said, we're going to take out all the water reclamation, set desalination plants, electrical infrastructures, everything from UAE, Qatar, you name it, Qatar even. They're going to take it all out. According to them, there will be no more Middle East. You believe them? You know, what I've noticed, now I can't guarantee everything that they said is true, but I can say this. If I was going to compare the list of information that we have gotten from Iran's side, we already know that Hamas was created by Netanyahu. We already know that ISIS was created by the United States government. We already know all these things. Who creates these things? Who creates the proxy wars? Who created and orchestrated October the 7th? It's fake. It's another 9/11. It was done on purpose. I was on the phone with Stephen Bannon. We were talking about it that morning. We knew it was a lie. And they blame Iran for everything. Even Iran. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So anyway, all these things are happening right now. And let me just go ahead. So we got, obviously, fake pilot rescues. We got Germany joining the Ukraine. So that's absolutely beyond any shadow of a doubt. That is for real. To fight Russia. But we got Russia and China and lots of reports of Russian submarines in the Persian Gulf area. And the threats are simply this. If you try to do anything to stop Iran from blocking the Strait of Hormuz or any of that kind of stuff, look out, because we're going to be there. And we're going to take action. That's the implication. Are they really? Do we have Ohio-class subs sitting off their shores as well? How close are we to, the 3 nanosecond mark before midnight right now for nuclear war? You know, the Rachel Baxter vision from 2015, although she didn't actually say the word nuclear, she said there's an event that's going to happen, there's no stopping it, that's going to cause, you know, everybody to jump in on World War III, you know, and again, that there will be no way to stop it. Well, what was interesting is that the fellow who was moderating and heading up the website at the time, he put a nuclear bomb there. But she never said it, but he put it there. Wonder why. He must have had a feeling that there was something nuclear involved in it. The things that Drake of T, let me see here. I wish I had enough time. Lie demonstration, Arabs uniting for, oh, Sunnis and Arabs, yeah, getting together. There's a lot of talk about that right now. Of course, massive, massive breaking news about aliens being confirmed. There's so much chatter about the alien thing right now. It's absolutely unbelievable. The timing of all of this is like mind-shattering, because if you need to check off one of the extra boxes in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, or the boxes that are associated with the day of the Lord, Isaiah 13, Joel 2, Revelation 6, 12 through 13, 14, it's all there. Revelation 12, even. Let's see here. Praise God. Let's see here. Breaking phases attempted military coup. Pilot was Chechens. No, Hegseth, U.S. Army Chief to Staff. Madman. Oh, this is actually what. So after Draco T fires the Army Chief of Staff, he came out publicly, and this is what he said. I am not kidding you, and I'm not exaggerating. He said, and I quote, "A madman is about to lead the great United States military to ruin." Yep. But see, don't you see, this is part of the original plan. It's part of the original plan. You have to go all the way back to the Rosicrucian and for Sir Francis Bacon and the writing of the booklet entitled The New Atlantis in 1600s. They've been planning this a really long time. Listen to this. This is really important. Dag nabbit. Nope. Gonna have to take it as it is. Let's hope it's still there. Hope they didn't censor it, or I'll have to try to hunt it down in the little bit of time that I have left. Okay. Well, that's just dog nabbit too bad. Oh well. So anyway, this guy, his name is, let me see, breaking. A UN-linked diplomat, Mohamed Safa, resigns, claiming he's giving my diplomatic career to a leak that the United Nations is preparing for a possible nuclear weapon use against Iran. Okay, so he comes right out and he explains that the reason why he's leaving his post in the United Nations was because they were actually sitting in rooms planning to use a nuclear weapon on Tehran. Okay, and he's not shy about it. He is like totally in your face. This is exactly why I left. So you combine that with Rachel Baxter's 2015 vision. And then, of course, she does mention Miami. She mentions someplace on the West Coast. She does mention Chicago. That was like the center point of so many things that she was seeing in the dream that the Lord gave her. But all these things are lining up right now. Did you get this? So the Bank of England warns people, believe it or not, they are literally, I'm reading this to you off of Yahoo Finance, okay? Now, I'm not saying they're any special anointed, but you know what? I'd be more likely to believe a opinion-based article on Yahoo Finance than anyone in the evangelical church right now. And that's a very sad statement associated with who the Christians are in this country. It's humiliating. It's embarrassing. They've done no homework. It's just very, very difficult for those of us who understand what's going on to deal with it. This is a headline off of Yahoo Finance. The Bank of England is warned to prepare for aliens due to imminent U.S. disclosure. Another headline. Former Bank of England employee warns of financial impact, possibly a collapse, from alien discovery. Says from the White House, and including extraterrestrial life from the Sunday Times. See, all these things are unfolding right now. It's kind of a little bit mind-shattering when you consider the tribulation now has been talking about this stuff since like 2009 or earlier. Praise God. So we're definitely, beyond any shadow of a doubt, in a situation where something really, really big is going to happen. Look, I admit, I've been too busy trying to serve the Lord on these radio shows. Yes, I had some time off. I tried to relax over the weekend. Yes, I wanted to do the show on Sunday, but just felt guilty as all get out, you know, thinking about putting on, you know, nuclear war and aliens and monsters and demons and Nibiru and all that kind of stuff while people are out there trying to celebrate Christ's resurrection. It just doesn't seem to be a good fit. So I went ahead and, you know, went and got myself one of my little energy drinks. I took it before the program tonight, and I looked at this huge list, realizing, like, there are 18 companies that are being targeted by the IGRC right now. Cisco, Hewlett-Packard, Intel, Oracle, Microsoft, Apple, Google, Meta, IBM, Dell, Palantir, Go get him, man. Hit Palantir first. NVIDIA, JP Morgan, Tesla, General Electric, Spire Solutions, G42. And one more that I didn't bother to put on the screen. Folks, if this all goes down, see, now we also know that Draco T, he's also under a lot of pressure from the other entities with dual citizenship, if you know what I mean. The ones that are lying to people and telling them, you're serving your country because you're helping Jesus. Oh man, I'm sure that's high on Jesus' list. Slaughtering babies, leveling Gaza, wiping out hospitals, sending German shepherds in to rape people in their hospital beds. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that Jesus would do. Or did your bracelet fall off when your fellow military personnel were getting blown up? It's just unbelievable the things that are happening right now. And not one person would believe you further than they could throw you. And the 65 million. I wonder how many people have legitimately woke up. How many do you think? How many of the 65 million, what percentage would you say are scratching their heads? I have seen people with microphones and shows, because everybody's got a show now. You couldn't find a podcast to save your life back in 2009. Or like, if you have a face and can fog a mirror, here's your microphone. Think about it. Look at what we are dealing with right now. A threat to wipe out the infrastructure, to kill through war crimes, and a return threat from a country who has never failed. Not one thing they have said thus far has been a threat. Thus far, it's been a promise, and they've kept it. Unlike the United States of Babylon the Great, as they lie to their soldiers. It's for Jesus. And imagine millions of Christians believing it, backing it. Like I said, I've seen people with microphone setups, video cameras, walking through open parks and stuff, and they would just walk up. Now, they knew their target audience. They knew they had to find somebody that was retirement age, probably had silver hair, over 55, probably in their early 60s, maybe older, and they said, well, how do you feel about what Trump is doing and this, that, and the other thing? How do you feel about Gaza and this? And they're like, ow, I think he's just doing a lovely job. And, you know, and it's like the person that's doing the recording is like their eyes are bugging out of their heads, as they ought to be. But that's the response. Oh, it's just lovely because I'm getting my steady check. You know, until I don't think the gas can go high enough to wake up the vast majority. I really just don't. It is what it is. Our Father's will be done. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we do praise you. Oh, we do praise you. We pray so much that you will count us worthy. Please, we're not worthy. God save such as has a contrite spirit. We're less worthy 10 times over than the tax collector in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Please, Lord, consider those such as us that we pray have no presumptuous sin. Please consider those of us with a contrite spirit. Protect us all, protect our friends, family, protect those who are in churches worshiping you in countries that are about to be obliterated. Save their souls. Father, please don't let them suffer. Please, please don't let our fellow brothers and sisters suffer. Please don't let them suffer. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. God bless you all until the next time. Things are mighty weird. Things are getting pretty scary. And yeah, the odds of nuclear, I'm not really sure if we can quantify them. God bless you all. Until the next time, stay close to Jesus. Watch him, not the storm. Just.